What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 40 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is titled, Offerings of Praise. Matt Redman said, "We can always find a reason to praise God. Situations change for better and for worse, but God's worth never changes." Our text for today is Psalm 66, 13 through 20. It reads, "I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals, with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me." Some thoughts on today's reading. Psalm 66 is first and foremost about praise. Notice how this psalm begins and ends. Verses 1 through 5 read, "Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man." In verse 20, the psalmist says, "Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me." The psalmist recognizes God's goodness and cannot help but praise him. The authors of Exalting Jesus in Psalms 51 through 100 describe both the personal and corporate aspects of worship found in Psalm 66 verses 13 through 20 as follows. After speaking about Israel with plural pronouns, the first person pronouns, I and my, appear in verse 13 and then continue through the rest of the psalm. God has heard my prayer, and he has not turned his faithful love from me. That's not to say that the us isn't important, because it is. From the beginning, this psalm is calling on more and more people throughout the earth to praise God. But amid the universal worth of God, the psalmist doesn't lose sight of the personal nature of praise. When you gather with the church to sing and shout to God, don't forget that you're singing and shouting to your God. This is the God you know, the God you love, the God who has worked a miracle in your soul. This is the God who hears your prayer, the God who has not withheld his steadfast love from you. This psalm recounts God's past work among his people in order to inspire present worship in his people. In verse 13, the psalmist promises to sacrifice and pay his vows, and then in verses 14 and 15, he mentions vows he made in the past when he was in the midst of trouble and trial. The psalmist can look back to clear manifestations of God's power on behalf of his people, the way God brought his people through the Red Sea, see Exodus 14, and across the Jordan River, see Joshua 3, which gives him confidence God will be faithful to do the same in the present. This is part of what we do as believers when we gather every week for worship. We read God's Word and see the stories of God's faithfulness to his people, and this inspires worship among his people today. With all kinds of people facing all kinds of different life situations, we find strength by hearing about how God has always brought his people through trial to triumph. So no matter what we're walking through in our lives, we can worship. May we never lose sight of God's infinite worth and continually praise him through personal worship that accumulates in corporate praise. Some questions on today's reading. How important is praising God to your relationship with him? How do vows, offerings, and prayer connect your praise to God? How do vows, offerings, and prayer connect with your praise to God? Finally, how does the following quote by Charles Spurgeon encourage you to praise God consistently? Spurgeon says, "Beloved friends, we may well continue to praise God, for our God continues to give us cause for praise." Thanks for joining us today.